What's up, everybody? Johnny James here. Hey, so today I'm going to be covering three crucial tips for starting photographers. So, forewarning, if you hear a little bit of background chatter, it's my one-year-old son. Hey, you know, this is a family-friendly show, so I hope you all understand. So anyway, I'm going to dive right into this. So my first really, really important tip is invest. And I know I'm coming right out of the gate with, I'll spend money. So one of the key things that I always tell people is, you know, if you want to make a business succeed, you got to spend money to make money, but you have to be smart on how you invest your money. So when I say invest, one of the first starting points, if you're just getting into it, I'm not saying go out there and spend a crap ton of money in advertising. What I'm suggesting is go ahead and get some decent gear that you can start off on and get to know. I wouldn't say go out and buy the highest caliber or the best equipment. The reason I say start off on something moderate is you have to know if this is even going to be the right field for you, if this is something you want to do. So if you go out and immediately buy, a $3,400 or $3,500 camera and you're like, crap, I don't really enjoy this. But, hey, it's so cool to have a camera that I can take pictures with, my kids and stuff like that. You could have spent like $400 and still got a camera that would achieve everything that what you would actually use it for. So you can't, one of the things I always say is you can't win if you don't play. And it's kind of like, I refer that to like the lottery. And the same applies to the photography business. If you don't invest, how do you expect to do anything in this field of work? So definitely go out. My starter camera that I had got was a Nikon D3200. And whether you go with Nikon, Canon, or Sony, it's totally up to you. It's what you feel you need in your, what demographic you're targeting. So if you're trying to target, weddings or, portrait photography or just family photos or studio shots, there's going to be different camera variations that, may work better for you. Me, I'm one of those, I always suggest sticking with either, if you're just doing photography, just stick with Nikon or Canon. They've been the leaders in the industry for so long, and they're so reliable. They put out such a good product, and there's so many different lens variations that it's just really hard to go wrong with either one of those. And then also, on a side note about, the investment side of things, make sure you invest in some decent lens options for yourself. Don't just get a kit lens and then think that's going to solve everything, because I went through it. I've seen a lot of other people go through it to the point where they just completely fell off, is they would get the kit lens and they weren't happy, and they were mad that they couldn't produce the images that they idolized. They'd see these super nice in-depth focal shots where it's just a blurred background, and they're mad they couldn't achieve that with their little kit lens. And go to find out that when your f-stop only goes to 5.6 and you can't really get the depth of field that you're hoping for, you might need something that's goes to a 1.8 or 1.4. either one of those, you can get a really, really nice shot. I always recommend, for a really good starting lens, is just get a 50 millimeter. I mean, they call it the nifty 50. I know it's corny, but it's a really good versatile lens. I still use it. Also, a 35 millimeter lens is it can be a little pricier, but it's still a really good versatile lens that I think you guys would love. So, and they'll call those ones, they'll refer to them as prime lenses. So for those that are starting out and may not know the different terms, yeah, so start off with at least a 35 or a 50, and you just really can't go wrong with those. Now, my second really key important note, I would say go ahead and get familiar with your gear. The reason I say this is if you don't know what your gear is capable of, and then you just get frustrated with it, and you're like, I'm gonna immediately go and upgrade, then you may run into the same issue as you go into your new and improved equipment, because your old equipment couldn't do what you're needing it to do. It may be the fact that you just didn't know how to operate it. So get familiar, know its limits, know all the ins and outs, go through and read the manual. I'm one of those, I'm terrible with instructions. I hate reading manuals or how to put things together. I'm one of those, I like to figure it out because I'm a very hands-on individual. But even with my equipment, I went through and read a lot of keynotes where, you know, there was something on, you know, like a toggle on my camera that I didn't know what it did or what it meant. So I went back and read about it, and I was really surprised to find that, hey, this was something I really needed all along. So, and then also on my third note, get a mentor. If you get a mentor, trust me, this is going to be really, really, really crucial to, you know, starting off in photography and making sure that you don't get unmotivated and get discouraged. You know, I started off with one immediately, and I cannot thank her enough. I talk to her every day. Occasionally I'll still go out and shoot weddings with her, and, you know, I've shot a lot of weddings, and she gives me crap because she thinks that I don't need to assist her with weddings anymore. But you'd be surprised. That's another thing. No matter how big you get, stay humble. You go back and collaborate. Work with some other people too, because you might still learn some stuff even as you get experience down the road. And that's where having a mentor is going to be really, really important. Me, I wanted to target weddings because I enjoy the atmosphere and the happiness and the celebration of it all. But, you know, if you don't have a mentor and you're just going in, trying to go in blind and book weddings, it's a really, really dangerous thing for your business, because you might produce a really bad product. You might run into a lot of things that you didn't know how to handle. So when you have a mentor, like for me, I learned a ton of just being the second shooter and not having to carry all the high, you know, high risk of messing up someone's big day. And so all my mistakes and stuff that I learned, I learned through being a second shooter for years. And it's just one of those, it's a piece of advice that, you know, I would give out to everybody, because I truly believe in having a mentor, especially in the photography field. And I mean, it's one of those deals where you can learn what to do rather than what not to do, or you can learn it both through your mentor and not have to do it through personal experience. Though a lot of the stuff, you know, with being a photographer, especially if you decide to carry this on as a full-time business, you're going to learn a lot of the what to do and what not to do on your own. But anyway, just to do a little recap. So first tip, invest. You know, you can't win if you don't play. Gotta have the equipment that's gonna at least get you on the starting field and learn. And then second tip, get familiar with your gear, you know its limits. Third, get a mentor, you know, learn what to do, what not to do. And my last, you know, this is gonna be an extra, so I guess you could say it's four tips. My last little bit is be patient. I got so impatient because I'm an impatient person in general, but I wanted to go off and make a ton of money right away. And rather than doing it for the love of photography and enjoying putting out a high quality product, I was still more focused on, you know, trying to earn right away, because I saw all, you know, that was another thing. I saw my mentor and other people around me, they're already making really good money doing this. And so I was getting frustrated to begin with, thinking, man, why am I not making, you know, all the money that they are when they're just booked constantly? But the problem was, is I hadn't perfected my craft. I hadn't, you know, grown. I hadn't, you know, I hadn't became that person that everyone knows, hey, that's, you know, that's Johnny, he's a photographer. So create your brand, be patient. You know, you don't have to immediately start off and have, you know, 1,000 clients in the first 6 months. You know, go out, offer free sessions. Don't go off and say, hey, get professional photos for free. You know, it's one of those things, you're not a professional photographer right off the bat just because you own really nice equipment. get familiar with your gear and, you know, just learn all the ins and outs, and then go at it at a low cost once you start to build experience. You know, offer, you know, $25 or $50 photo sessions down the road, and really go above and beyond for your clients and show them that you care and walk through with them. Ask questions, you know, what they want to achieve out of their photos, and show your clients empathy. This is a really good field here, and you can earn, you know, a very, very comfortable wage and do something that you thoroughly enjoy in life. So, you know, I'm one of those, I'm huge on people doing what they want to do rather than go out and work some job that they hate when they could have put time and effort into something that they actually enjoy. And even if you make a little bit less right off the get-go, the happiness that you'll get will eventually earn you that bigger amount every month, every year, you know, so on and so forth. So anyways, guys, I'm gonna let you go. Hope you guys enjoyed. Please subscribe, follow me, look me up on Facebook, Instagram. I'll have to start providing tags so that way you guys can find me, but usually I'm pretty easy to find. So anyway, guys, thanks. Have a wonderful day. Stay motivated.